The White House Report.
President Trump, while in the Oval Office with the Saudi Crown Prince, addressed reporters' questions. He spoke of various issues, to include the bombings in Austin, Texas, as well as his phone call with President Putin of Russia. President Trump.
The bombings in Austin are terrible. Local, state, and federal are working hand in hand to get to the bottom of it. This is obviously a very, very sick individual, or maybe individuals. These are sick people, and we will get to the bottom of it. We will be very strong. We have all sorts of federal agencies over there right now. We're searching what's going on in Austin, a great place, a tremendous place, is absolutely disgraceful. So we have a lot of power over there. We're looking. It's not easy to find. But these are sick people, and we have to find them as soon as possible. We have to find them really immediately. I will say, working with Texas, working with the local governments has been great. But we have to produce, we have to find this very sick person or people.
Some prominent members of the Congressional Black Caucus are calling for President Trump to call the bomb attacks, the fatal attacks in Austin, Texas, terrorism. But before reporters left, they also got a chance to ask him about his phone call with President Vladimir Putin of Russia after his recent election win.
I had a call with President Putin and congratulated him on the victory, his electoral victory. The call had to do also with the fact that we will probably get together in the not too distant future, so that we can discuss arms, we can discuss the arms race. As you know, he made a statement that being in an arms race is not a great thing. That was right after the election, one of the first statements he made. And we are spending $700 billion this year on our military, and a lot of it is that we are going to remain stronger than any other nation in the world by far. We had a very good call, and I suspect that we'll probably be meeting in the not too distant future to discuss the arms race, which is getting out of control, but we will never allow anybody to have anything even close to what we have. And also to discuss Ukraine and Syria and North Korea and various other things. So I think probably we'll be seeing President Putin in the not too distant future.
In talking about his conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump did not say anything about a conversation on concerns, growing concerns over Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election cycle. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.